I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:54, 6 till 8, quickly. To my boy Troy Duhon, I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL, owner of the premier family of dealerships throughout the country. Really, how you doing, Troy?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about, because, man, I don't know who better to ask than you, the effect of tariffs on the car industry. We can look at it from your side, from the consumer side, et cetera.
Well, the bottom line is you got an administration who is trying to develop jobs. What you're thinking, what they're thinking is short-term pain for long-term gain. I think what they failed to realize is that this has been going on for decades. So manufacturers have invested billions of dollars with trade treaties that now he just wants to drop an atomic bomb and blow it up. And that's kind of what he's doing. And so from a dealer's perspective, the prices that we sell cars for has no choice but to go up because manufacturers are going to pass that cost. Which manufacturers get affected the most? I would venture to say that most European manufacturers, Highlines, are going to be affected the most. Your Toyotas, your Nissans, your Hondas, they do a lot of manufacturing here. Even your heavy-duty Ram trucks are produced in Mexico. Ford does, General Motors does manufacturing in Canada. It's going to be crazy, Tommy. And I'm going to be honest with you. COVID prices caused automobiles to go up about 28%. So pre-COVID, the average transaction price was only $38,000 on a brand new car. Post-COVID, it went to $48,000. And now my concern is that it's going to go over $50,000, which is causing people in middle America to struggle because historically they're used to car payments of $550 to $600. Now you're talking $650 to $800. So, I mean, I know the administration wants to create the jobs. I'm just concerned that the way they're going about it is dropping an atomic bomb and not giving these manufacturers an opportunity to gradually do this. Because even the cars that are assembled here, some of the parts, Tommy, are coming from overseas. So,
and that's what I wanted to ask you. As the owner of a dealership, how do you even know how much to charge for the car or at what point the tariffs go on or what?
Well, let me do it. So the manufacturers are not stupid. So some of my allocations this week were postponed, Tommy. So all of a sudden, I don't want to get in what OEMs did it, but they postponed the allocation because they're going to see as these cars hit the port this week, what are the tariffs going to be? And then they're going to readjust those Maroney labels.
So they now, didn't send you the cars. They're going to wait to see what. I got you. Okay.
Yep. All right. And then what's happening is if I'm a consumer and I'm thinking about buying a car, and I know you expect to hear this from me because I'm a car guy, you better get your fanny in a dealership now because the cars that are on the ground today, I guarantee you, are going to be anywhere from 6% to 20% less money than what's going to come in 3 weeks.
So you
that
said
I guarantee you.
You said the cars – say that part again?
The cars that are in my inventory right now are cheaper than the cars that are going to come in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
So when it comes to COVID, you said they went up 28%. They did not come down, right?
No. So, and what's going to happen is if the price, the manufacturers raised their prices during COVID, now the government is forcing the manufacturers to raise them again. So it's crazy.
So if they go up again, you don't expect them to come down? Or
no, no. The only thing that's going to cause prices to come down is the manufacturers decide to incentivize through rebates, through subvented interest rates. You know, and my only bigger concern here is that you're raising the cost of the most expensive transaction next to our house to the American people. So now your inflation is going to go up, which means the feds will never cut rates again. And that's going to cause the housing market to have a ripple that could throw this economy in a major recession, because we need people building homes and we need people buying cars, because those are the two things that generate the taxes to balance a budget. That's where the municipal governments and the state governments and the federal governments get most of their revenue, is from sales tax.
All right, I got to ask you how much. I got to ask you real quick. What about the effects of on Giving Hope, NOLA, the charity that you operate, and provide or what people are going to need?
No, we can still do that. But one last comment, Tommy.
Yeah.
The used car prices at the auction yesterday, I've never seen them. They went through the roof. So if not only the new car prices are going up, Tommy, the used car prices went through the roof yesterday throughout the country. It was crazy.
Thank you, Troy. Appreciate it.
All right, Tom, you bet. Take care.
And Troy Duhon, you know, it's interesting because we have had economists on. Troy Duhon is a very successful businessman, got dealerships all over the country. So he's kind of giving you the businessman side of it. Again, I think that's factual in terms of what the results are going to be in terms of car prices, because he's seeing it. We'll have to see if anything changes between now and a couple of weeks from now. I still stand by my earlier statement about tariffs, where you don't know until you line up. We'll see, but just make sure that the right person gets the credit or the right person gets the blame if it works or doesn't work. We'll talk to Joe Geruso when we come back.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.